miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
It came down to two. It was Tara versus Jericho in the finale of Australian Survivor last night. And Jericho ended up the sole survivor. But I tell you what, he had a run for his money.
Oh, yeah.
Because Tara was in the final two. The runner-up joins us right now from Australian Survivor. Tara, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you feeling after this?
Oh, like, I don't know. I feel like now we can just breathe, Jericho and I, because we actually have been waiting for like 3 months to find this out. Whereas everyone else's game has finished, I feel like Jerry and I are still like playing the game. Like, we couldn't tell family and friends, and I'm like, ooh, do I buy a property? Do I get new shoes? Like, what do I do, you know?
Yeah.
So, no, for me, I just feel relieved. It's just like a huge weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, because it finished filming months ago over in Samoa. Then you had to wait for the filming of the live finale. So you had no idea which way the jury voted. Were you guys allowed to talk to each other? Was it hard not to ask them who they voted for?
Just due to respect the game, mainly just Jericho and I spoke in those 3 months because we just didn't want to find out either that way. So we were like, just ring each other and be like, who do you think you have? And then my numbers tend to grow more than what Jerry's was, so it was a bit funny because I'm like, no, I think I've got him. But anyway.
Now, Tara, if there was one thing you could do towards the end that would change the game and you would win, what do you think that one thing would be that would change all of that?
I think, like, coming in, the jury already had me down as a bit of a floater, so I would have liked to have been a bit more vocal with my moves that I actually helped, you know, get people out. So, yeah, it probably would have been nice to just sort of be at the spotlight of that instead of being like, you know, Lockie's little right-hand woman.
Yeah.
Here's a couple of what-ifs for you. Jericho
like
versus
it, so.
Peter. Do you think Jericho still would have won, I think?
Yes, Jericho would have won.
Peter versus yourself.
I think I would have won.
No, I agree. I actually agree. I've watched this series. I'm a big fan of this show, Tara.
He's more than a fan of this show. He is a couch. What do you call it, Dane? A couch warrior.
A couch survivor, is what I am.
I love these guys because I like the ones where they. I don't like the ones where they're. You were with what was his name? I'm like, Lockie.
Oh,
come
yeah.
On,
hey, so
program.
All right, Tara. Let's talk about this. You were very honest in. The Tribal Council last night, when they asked you, when did you start playing the game? You said only 15 days ago. That could have been your downfall as well, you know, like sort of hiding in Lockie's pocket, sort of behind him a little bit, like doing those moves. That could have been your downfall, your honesty as well a little bit, do you think? Or do you reckon if you said, look, I've been playing since day one, the jury would have seen through that?
You've got to remember the jury were big players and they're not going to like take someone like who keeps saying, oh, I did this and I did that. So me being honest, I thought was, you know, something that they will take away and go, you know what, she deserved it. She did only play for 5 days. Let's give it to her. You know what I mean?
But
no, it didn't happen.
Well,
Tara,
absolutely fantastic to watch.
And enjoy freedom now.
Yeah.
I know. And now I can't buy that property.
But no.
I might ask Jerry for some money. I don't know.
Yeah, just borrow some.
I'm sure he'd be good for a loan, Tara. Well, you're great to watch an Australian Survivor. It's a fantastic finale and reunion last night. And, well, best of luck with your barrel riding.
Thanks so much, guys. Thank you so much.
The other day, Dane, you were put up to a challenge.
Yeah, I said, because I'm a natural athlete, if you challenge me to any sport, I'll be able to do it.
You talk about how you're a natural athlete on and off air all the time, so it does not surprise me.
Now, we did get challenged by Ned to go water skiing. Stuart also caught us earlier on today on 13, 12, 16, and this is our conversation with Stuart that we recorded earlier.
There's a challenge for you to go water skiing. Is that right?
Yes, there is.
Ned is a big fan of the show. He has a fantastic mullet, or he did have a fantastic mullet, and he told us he challenged me to go water skiing.
It's easy.
are you a water skier?
Yes, I am.
Right.
Okay, but how long have you been water skiing for?
About 3 years.
And the first time you ever water skied, was it easy?
I had a couple of falls.
Okay, so is that what Dane's in for, a couple of falls?
It didn't hurt at the time, but you just get back on a horse and do it again.
Well, you know what I'm worried about with skiing is I've snowboarded before, right? So I don't think wakeboarding would be a problem. Do you know what I'm worried about skiing is that my legs are going to go further and further and further apart and end up doing the splits. Does that happen for first-timers, Stuart?
No, it doesn't. Let the boat do the work. You don't fight with the boat.
Oh, that's a good tip.
I have got a boat.
Okay.
Okay. Let the boat do the work. Okay. If you fight with the boat, you're going to hurt yourself.
All right. Well, that sounds easy enough, Stuart.
Okay, so just go with the flow, pretty much.
Yes.
All right. Super simple.
I'll take out water skiing.
You'll take me as well. Jeez, I'm going to have so many
boats.
Okay,
you know what? We're going to have to make a date of this, I think.
Yeah, we will. All right, Stuart. All right. Well, we might do.
I want Claire to jump on a biscuit as well.
You and Ned both want me on a biscuit. Look, unfortunately,
By that, let's just clear that up. A biscuit is something that gets towed behind a boat, like an inflatable ring, not a full-size biscuit that you can eat.
I have a bit of a fear of water.
Oh, this will be interesting.
Which we have spoken about a while ago. I'm not good with water that I can't see through.
You know what we're going to have to do, Stuart? We've got your number now. We've got Ned's details. We're going to have to have a full Hit 99.7 skiing regatta out of the lake, I think. How does that sound?
That'd be good.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We'll organise it. Yeah. We'll let you know.
This is awesome. Thanks very much for getting involved, Stuart. Really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Looking forward to it.
Well, there you go. That's Stuart. So we've got Stuart's boat. We've got Ned's boat.
We've just got to figure out a date and just create it.
We're going to have a Hit 99.7 skiing regatta at Lake Wyangan.
Yeah. Do we need a permit or something for that?
Well, we haven't spoken to our bosses either about this or the promo manager.
It'll happen.
Or anything. Either way, I've got to go
I'm
skiing.
I'm writing it in my things to do today.
Things to do. Organise ski regatta. Yeah.